Okay, Miami Dolphins. Tell us about the offense, and they got a dynamic playmaker in the backfield in Bush. Mm-hmm.
He's a special player, you know, one of the elite athletes in the NFL, and they have a great offensive line that blocks for him. So that's going to be the challenge for us this week, is being able to stop their running attack and being able to match up with Bush.
Is there a difference in preparing for a rookie quarterback like Tannehill? I think we've asked you this before with guys like Locke and some other rookies, but what does Tannehill do different?
I mean, he's a special player. He's, you know, he is a rookie quarterback, but he's a really good athlete. He likes to get out of the pocket a lot, moves well out of the pocket, and throws the ball well. So he does all the things well. He does all the great tangibles, you know, can throw the ball downfield, moves really well. But he is a rookie quarterback, so we're going to try to, you know, switch things up on him and try to take advantage of that.
Jason, when you face a guy who was a right tackle as a rookie, now switching over to the left, how do you try and take advantage of that?
Well, anytime you can take advantage of a situation when it comes to making plays, you got to try and do it.
What did you see from him on tape from San Francisco?
Well, there's some things that we're going to do, but I'm going to keep them under my hat for now. I don't want to let them out.
Did you feel better about got two games in, but you took a step forward personally last week?
Yeah, I think when you take out some of the hesitation, you know what to do right away, then you can progress into focusing on some of the finite details. Not all at once.
It ain't Philly.
So you're feeling comfortable here now?
Yeah, I'm feeling comfortable, you know, with the play calls, with the terminology, when, you know, even the guys in the locker room starting to get to know them a little bit, so that's that's nice.
Was that to be expected? This one, your first time doing this? But mid-season, did you have to say, okay, maybe second week be able to go a little bit better?
Well, I was pretty hard on myself, I think, the first week. You know, and my coach was like, you know, don't beat yourself up too much. Just let's reload and, get ready for next week.
Do you look your chops at all going after a rookie quarterback this week?
I guess I always look my chops, you know, any chance I get to go after a quarterback. But, it's going to help the team, and I'm willing to do whatever.
Player like Reggie Bush, defensively, you guys have to kind of be aware with his skill set where he's at all the time on the field.
He's a home run hitter. You know, anytime he gets his hand on the ball, so you know we'll keep an eye on him. We got some stuff for him.
The strength of their fronts on both sides of the ball. Pouncey's probably playing the best out of any center in the league right now. So the onus is going to be on the front guys, especially the tackles, in order to stop the run and. You know, teams are going to try to see what Buffalo did and what the Jets did to be successful against us running the ball, and we'll have to adjust.
How about the adjustments you did make, the ability to make those adjustments kind of on the fly? What does that say about the group?
Well, we'll have to see whatever they do. They're going to have something different. But, like our coach said, it's a copycat league, and if it worked last week, then why not try it? But they'll have their wrinkles in it, and we'll just have to be prepared for whatever they do and play our technique and try not to do too much.
Reggie Bush, what kind of a challenge does he pose?
We can't let him get to the second level. He has breakaway speed. Probably the most agile back in the league as far as making guys miss. And Daniel Thomas is just as good. You know, he's more downhill, but Reggie Bush did home run here.